What up, y'all? This your boy, Smith Deuce, and I'm listening to my man, Slim Swayze's Take the Red Pill, Learn the Truth show. The best place on the net for truth, as well as underground and independent hip-hop. Check him out, www.slimswayze.com. Don't miss this shit, y'all.
What's going on? It's your boy, DJ DB Effect, a.k.a. DB. I'm holding down for my dude, Slim Swayze, for keeping it real. Underground hip-hop, independent artists. It's just life and music. Take the red pill. Learn the truth.
Homeboy named Renee up on the Facebook. I know you. Papa Keith, Slim Swayze up in Canada.
You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. I'm going to show them a world without you. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
DJ Mind Control.
Now these are the major findings from the leak of 400,000 secret American and military files from the whistleblowing website WikiLeaks.
It's been reported that WikiLeaks has released more classified documents than the rest of the world's media combined. Can that possibly be true?
Yeah, that possibly true. It's a worry, isn't it? That the rest of the world's media is doing such a bad job that a little group of activists is able to release more of that type of information than the rest of the world has combined.
His enemies. The files also reveal that 66,000 civilians were killed in Iraq since the U.S. invaded, even though Washington had denied it kept any such record. The figure doesn't include scores of deaths during the U.S. two major offensives on the city of Fallujah in 2004.
Secrets and publish them in the newspaper.
The hundreds of thousands we were killing was unjustified homicide, and I couldn't see the difference between that and murder. Murder had to be stopped.
This weekend, portions of a highly classified Pentagon document came to light for all the world to see, on cries of outrage from Washington.
We gotta get this son of a bitch.
A name has now come out as the possible source of the Times Pentagon documents. It is that of Daniel Ellsberg, the top policy analyst for the Defense and State Department.
I am prepared to answer to all the consequences of these decisions.
We've dropped another 200,000 tons of bombs on Indochina. That's 10 Hiroshimas. One Hiroshima a week.
Reveals that the pharmaceutical giant Pfizer hired investigators to dig up dirt on Nigeria's former attorney general last year in an effort to pressure him to drop a $6 billion lawsuit against the company. The lawsuit stemmed from a notorious 1996 drug experiment Pfizer conducted on sick children in Nigeria.
Once you get on, it's over.
Okay, Roger. I see your element. You got about 400 feet. You're clear.
All right, clear.
State line. Let me know when you have it.
Light them all up.
Come on, clear.
Homeboy named Renee up on the Facebook. I know you, Papa Keith, Slim Swayze up in Canada.
All right, what's up? We're here. Slim Swayze, take the red pill show. That intro track you just heard was the WikiLeaks Deja Vu, my man DJ Mike Control, DJ's production. I want to send out mad love to everybody tuned in. Over at freethinkradio.com, the nuke and shit like that. So, my voice chopped right now. Is everything okay, or is it just over on Freethink Radio that shit's choppy? Because it looks like everything's coming through smooth here on my end. I got a thing that shows, you know, the volume control moving up and down as I talk. So that's why when my virtual audio cables fuck up and I don't see that moving, then I know something's up, right? But it seems that things... Okay, now it's a little bit staticky. Okay, check this out for a second. So I just stopped this. Okay, now I got my virtual restart. Hopefully that will make things better. But I got my man Eloquence on today. He's a good homie of mine. He's fucking phenomenal. And I want to talk a bit about some different issues with him. I watched a documentary. It's a short news actually yesterday. From Australia back and about the depleted uranium shit. Boy, fucked, man. Still choppy, eh? What the fuck? Maybe try and refresh screens or something. Maybe? I'm not sure. I don't know, maybe you could refresh or something like that. But if it's still gonna act up and act a fucking fool, then I can always reboot or something, but I didn't reboot, so I wonder if my man Eloquence is up on air with me, I believe, right now. Can you hear me, homie?
Yeah, what up, man?
Hey, bro, how's it going?
It's going good. I'm just good. Chilling right now, settled in, ready to go.
Good, man, good. Well, you sound smooth to me. Works. Want to send out, we got my truth came through. And I want to, like I said, thank everybody for coming and tuning in at the start of the show. Usually people get here a little bit late sometimes. It's still pretty slow right now. We're only sitting at about 10 or so listeners right now, but it should move up. We had about 30 or so said that they were coming through on the event that I made, so that, you know, it should be all right. We only had about that when we did the Kevin Beecham interview, me and Mind Control, last week. And we had about... I maxed out at about 40 or 50 listeners last week, which was, you know, pretty good.
So what's new with you, man? I want to give you an opportunity in a minute to kind of talk a bit about what's going on with you, what projects you're working on right now and shit like that.
I'm working on a couple things right now. I'm working on a free EP, whatever, kind of little mixtape, whatever, that I'm putting out sometime in the next few months. I got some various producers on there. A lot of albums that I've put out thus far, I've produced most of the work myself. So this is kind of switching up, rhyming over other people's production. It's going to be probably about 7 or 8 tracks. From Anno Domini. I got a couple beats from this cat named Troy K, actually from Canada. A local guy, DJ Jeffro, representing Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. I got Jamin's on there, also representing Central Pennsylvania. I don't know, it's just a lot of different topics that I'm trying to cover, you know. There's a lot of stuff going on.
No doubt, man, no doubt. I wanted to talk a bit about this with you because I know you're up on this stuff as well, and I you know, it's one thing to hear it, know of it, but it's another thing to see your own eyes. And this documentary piece I watched last night from Australia, they went to Fallujah and Baghdad and talked, they went to hospitals, and to see these babies, you know, with your own eyes, suffering from depleted urine, with no mask, with their eyes so affected that they can't get out of them, they look like fucking, you know, they looked more like half than a human being, you know, and you know, man, like, I couldn't, you know, it just fucking made me want to puke. Like, I started tearing up, started getting angry, because you could see that the hospital wouldn't talk, like, wouldn't give numbers, you know. They're like, yeah, we see a rise, but they won't give numbers because of the influence of the American government, you know.
Well, all the numbers are just numbers to them on paper, and none of them are truly representative of what's going on. And I'm sure that goes for a lot of different so-called statistics. So that's not a surprise. I mean, they're not going to come out and this is going, oh, there's, you know, whatever, this X amount of babies in Iraq in this city because we're using depleted uranium. They're not going to come out and say that.
Well, I found it kind of interesting. The guy asked the lady who was testing blood at one of the hospitals, and she said she sees anywhere at least 10 instances of leukemia per day. Well, that's 3 a month in one hospital.
Well, technically,
at least, you know,
depleted uranium at the level we're using it would be low-scale nuclear war.
Yeah.
Nuclear war, but it's low-scale. I mean, they're not dropping one bomb, but there is radioactive material in the ammunition that they're using, which not only the soldiers are breathing in, but everybody else besides all the people being killed and everything else going on. So, I mean, the whole thing is, I don't even know what to call it. It's beyond description at this point, you know?
Yeah.
Because it happens every day, and everybody goes on with life like, oh, well, you can't worry about everything else. Well, you know, well, what am I doing, you know? Who asked themselves, what am I doing right now? Why am I doing it? What's going on? You know, most people are just doing what they do.
Well, what better things in life fucking trying, you know?
I don't understand, you know. like it's that thing or that's going to take you down in some way for, you know, trying to stand up for.
Not enough pieces will delve deep enough into it. Like, yes, they're hard to look at, but it's imperative,
like,
that 9/11. People.
Do you think want to? You think I want to sit here and watch videos of the Twin Towers? I don't want to, but I don't believe what you're telling me. And I guess if I want to know what's going on, I'm gonna have to watch this. And
exactly,
maybe some people don't want that, and maybe some people shouldn't watch that. You know. it might not be for everybody.
Some people have to watch it for that for it to really hit home and say, you know, this is what's up. You know, like it's one thing to know about it, but it's another to actually see it with your own eyes and to see these babies. You know, and it's to the point that the women over there are afraid to get pregnant. Like they're scared to even have children anymore. They don't want to because they're scared that the children will either come out completely deformed,
the mutation,
or dead. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's really it's genocide.
Yeah, it's genocide.
Know, where's the next generation going to be? There isn't going to be one, you know?
People are on what the definition of genocide means, but let's call it what it is. Whatever, mass murder or genocide, yeah. Call it what you want.
Well, and it's happening all across the fucking world, and you know,
it's happening everywhere.
They did it here to the Native Americans, you know, right here in North America.
If it's not happening at that. Happening at that level right now, it did in the past.
We're done.
It was all across, not just the United States, but across, you know what I'm saying, the whole North American continent. Turtle is what they call it.
All of them, actually. I had a book a few years back that talked and shows, and I don't remember, this about 10 years ago, but I mean, you know, Australia, Canada, U.S. from colonialism went from continent to continent and fucking made the numbers of the Nazi, you know, concentration camps look like fucking just peanuts.
And which is the more reason why it's so reactionary. If you want to bring up the Holocaust and all that, it's a reactionary. We've all been taught thing. And if you question any of it, well, you're anti-Semitic. You're this. You're that. Nobody. What is this really about?
Yeah. You can't even say talk about what they're doing to the Palestinian people without throwing you're a racist at that. Yeah. Well, it's funny because it's like the Palestinian people are wrong is wrong here, and I look at it like this. Why didn't the people, you know, you figure that I mean just the Israeli government, because I know that the Israeli government doesn't represent all the Israeli people, just like your government doesn't represent you and my government doesn't represent me, and I mean America or Canada. But I mean on the big scale here, you know, you can't, they have so many lobbyists where, you know, Adbusters magazine was pulled from the shelves here in Canada because the worst West Bank and show pictures and just comparing them, and you know they're getting pulled off the shelves here in Canada. You know, people are getting silenced because they're tired of America or Canada or Britain or anywhere. Right? What the fuck?
The thing that really gets Hitler, he influenced by the United States. They have you where they're ruling people with their bombs and imbeciles and whatnot and cleanse and killing people because they had bad genes and all this stuff. Hitler really envied that and he followed, and that's the truth of it. That's
hot. Yeah, I know that. You're breaking. Am I breaking up to you? I'm going to give the system, I think, a reboot just to make sure that everything works smooth, because I want this show to go really well, and not a ton of people have came through yet. So everybody listening right now, if you want to just still for a minute, I'm going to go ahead and reboot my system. It'll take me 5 minutes. I'll be back with my not even a dead air for minutes, but when I come back, at least everything should run good and really well. So I'm going to these windows I had up, because I don't really need to read any news today. You know, I'm only on Freethink Radio until 6, so I'd like to be able to get this worked out as soon as possible, so we're back and so that people can hear at Freethink Radio. Can you hear me okay, Al?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I can hear you fine.
Yeah, I can now too, so I don't know.
The thing is, in this chat room, everybody has a different connection in different places, so it's you never know.
Yeah, exactly. So, can everybody in the chat room hear okay now? It sounds pretty smooth right now to me. Yeah, it does sound nice now. Okay.
How about on this side? Can you guys hear this? Is this coming through?
Yeah, it sounds good to me now. To you, like, you were breaking up there a bit, the last bit that you were saying. Yeah, no, yeah, okay, no, now we can. Okay, good. Well, we're just going to keep it going then, where I'm only going to reboot the system at, absolute worst case scenario. So, and it was getting the last part there where it was sounding pretty brutal. So, what we'll do right now, I think, Al, is we're going to, I want to play this track Humanitarian. So, give you a minute to kind of tell people what's up with this track, you know, just information on it, about yada, 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 and, go from there.
All right. Well, the reason why I chose this track is because I wrote this in 2009 when Israel and Hezbollah were bombing each other for like quite a while, pretty intensely. It was something that I just sat down, I made a beat, and I wrote a song within like a couple days, went in, recorded it, and it's been out, like, but it wasn't part of any album, it was just a song that I made. And right now, I think at the timing of this show, what's going on in Egypt, as a show of solidarity to them and everywhere else, that everything is going crazy, you know what I'm saying? Like, Humanitarian, what is it, you know? Check it out.
No doubt. All right, we'll be back with my man Eloquent, Slim Swayze, Take the Red Pill Show. Learn the motherfucking truth.
Was planted way back in time. For ages sitting dormant in the back of the mind. Children get thrown back, attacked by landmine. From leather to landline, frequency wavelengths in the air for gave strength. Connected on standby, the time is now to reveal the truth. Hidden in darkness, aloof, spark the light, induce, impart the fight for life, produce, unite the troops. Light weapons sound from loops, compounding proofs, moving like earthquakes, shape the ground to roofs. No bounds, no noose, his sound compute the invisible, indivisible, fast is critical, everlasting pinnacle, express individual, divine residual, unconditional, constantly transitional, love is nutritional, rhyme clinical, pivotal, hold energy like a crystal.
A stone throw versus tank, in the West Bank, your taxes and ignorance are thank.
Totalitarian,
you chose slaughter, you've been led to the water, but you never drank. Incursion in the Gaza Strip, and they won't open the border with Egypt. New World Order script is disturbing and sick. Be learning quick, now turn and shift.
Humanitarian.
Fall down from space from another time dimension. 3D suspension in solids, liquids, and gases. Human perception controlled by masses. Religious disasters, fear distracts ya. Holy Land disputes, they send in the troops. Serpent blending with suits while they suspend the truth. Out of sight, out of mind, while we fight over lies. Let your sight violence with spies. Poke out your eyes and let the fire fly. Followed by a diatribe to keep you from a higher vibe. Realize dropping bombs on innocence is ignorance. So gather knowledge for a bigger sense instead of killing it. Blood spilling is villainous. Would your ventriloquist, sadistic, soliloquist, devilish establishment. Snuff out inhabitants, the beast is ravenous. Apache's killing kids are savage.
Stone throw versus tank, in the West Bank, your taxes and ignorance are thank.
Totalitarian,
you chose slaughter, you've been led to the water, but you never drank. Incursion in the Gaza Strip, and they won't open the border with Egypt. New World Order script is disturbing and sick. Be learning quick, now turn and shift.
Humanitarian.
loose, and I'm listening to my man Slim Swayze's Take the Red Pill, Learn the Truth show. The best place on the net for truth, as well as underground and independent hip-hop. Check him out, www.slimswayze.com. Don't miss this shit, y'all.
What's going on? It's your boy DJ DB Effect, aka DB. I'm holding down for my dude Slim Swayze, for keeping it real, underground hip-hop, independent artists. It's just life and music. Take the red pill. Learn the truth.
Homeboy named Renee up on the Facebook. I know you. Papa Keith, Slim Swayze up in Canada.
You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.